Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Coming up today, how to identify the retirement planning concerns that matter the most, tips to help you along the path of your retirement roadship, and questions to be asked and answered before you drive off into the sunset.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. This is Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me today is Lance Gilman. Lance is CEO of Northern Alliance Financial, and alongside him is Cameron Graham. Cameron, again, the newest member to the Northern Alliance Financial team, and Lance, you just keep adding the good folks.
When we can find them. Took us 9 months to find Cameron.
Wow. Well, yeah. Cameron, welcome. Nice to have you.
Good to be here.
So let's talk about this. You talked, you know, how to identify retirement planning concerns. Well, I mean, there's about 1.6 billion concerns going to retirement these days, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I wrote the book, actually, Steve, Conquering Retirement, which actually outlines all of the 7 major things that most retirees are going to face at some point in time during the retirement planning process. But like you say, there's just a melee of things out there, and it's important to identify what those obstacles are so that we can mitigate them and then move forward with some level of peace as we try to transition into our retirement.
That's well said, Lance. I like that. So in Fidelity's 2024 State of Retirement Planning Study, 54% of Gen Xers and baby boomers expressed concerns about the higher cost of living. Wow, how do we get there?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the fabric of what we're dealing with right now, especially those, think about it, Steve. Right now we're dealing with inflation that we haven't seen in like 4 or 5 decades. And if you were just on the fringe of your retirement, or you just retired in the past year and a half, thinking that, okay, I'm going to be able to kind of factor on this in terms of requirements for my budget, and then all of a sudden those costs go from 1, 2, 3 to 4 times your expected costs, that can blow your fixed budget right out of the water.
Sure. Well, and again, let's check in with Maria Bartiromo. She's talking about the path that she believes led to the financial crisis on her program on Fox Business. Here she is.
This is bad policy. You've had interest rates at zero for 15 years. When you have such low interest rates, people want returns. They search for yield, and they search for yield in sometimes risky places. So bad policy, rates too low for too long, and then not even a year, we see rates go from 0 to 4.5%. I mean,
what do you think, Lance? Where do you fall on that?
No, she's absolutely right. Some of it does come down to the political kind of veil of where we are, and
sure,
bad policy and bad policy decisions, keeping that the interest rate historically suppressed for 13 some odd years was probably not advisable, and then all of a sudden unleashing it like an avalanche was equally not advisable in terms of policy decisions. So just kind of looking at the Fed, what it's done, what it hasn't done in the past, does have a huge implication on the consumer, which now we're bearing the brunt of that, the consumers, and especially those that are just retiring or just on the other side of thinking about trying to retire. A lot of people coming into the office and actually, even though they had forecasted to retire in 2023 or late 2023 going into 2024, they're not doing it right now, Steve. They're afraid. That's scary if you think about it.
Are you hearing that from clients?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, they're afraid right now. They're afraid because they're just, how are you? It's a moving target. Before, like, basically 2023, 2024, you could almost predict and say, okay, well, I know I'm going to spend $50 for my bag of food. Well, now you're spending $50 for your bag of food without any meat in it.
Yeah, right. Or a half a bag of food.
Or a half a bag of food without any meat
outside,
in it.
You walk outside, you spend $100.
Right. Oh, really?
Second you walk out the door, it feels like you're spending $100.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Exactly.
I agree. Right. And so let's just keep going here, and we'll check in with David Osman from Fox Business. He's talking about spending issues and the economic pictures that we are all facing.
The reason for inflation, it's not because of the corporations, as the president said the other day. It's not because of shrinkflation. Inflation is because the government is spending a lot more money than it has. We just got the figures of the past 4 months that we are in deficit. It's over $500 billion in just 4 months. You multiply that times three, you get an annual rate of a deficit of $1.6 trillion. So we are spending so much more money than we have.
Well, you know, what he just said, you take the five times three, I get 15, but boy, it comes up with $1.5 trillion. That's a lot of zeros.
This is a lot of zeros. And then you just add it in a matter of months. And
right.
So we do have to kind of get the government spending out of control, because until you get that government spending, which is out of control, under control, then you're going to have this runaway inflation. The Fed can only do so much to mitigate it. What the Fed does is it increases the federal rate, which has an implication on borrowing kind of across the board, but it doesn't affect what the federal government is doing. They can still spend crazily.
Oh, yeah.
So until you get that under control, that's really kind of the elephant in the room. We got to stop the government spending spree. It's just got to stop. Otherwise, you're just basically you have a set amount of goods and services in the United States. And then when you keep adding more and more money, you have more and more money chasing the same amount of goods and services. What do you have? You have inflation and hyperinflation. And that's what's causing this. We got to stop this, Steve.
And what do you tell clients? I mean, how do you calm their fears? You are the voice of reason, the voice of calm. What can we do?
Well, I think the big thing that I always tend to try to focus upon with my clients is do not use the federal government as an example of what to do with money.
Okay.
You know, you don't spend like you have an infinite amount of dollars because you can just print money, because guess what? We can't just print money. So the biggest thing that I try to inculcate into people is to get themselves actually the reverse of what the government is doing, out of debt and stay out of debt if you can. Now, obviously, there are some debts that you are probably not going to be able to get yourself out of, like your mortgage and other things in a short time frame. And there are certain things that, well, if your mortgage is whatever it is, $1,200, for instance, and a couple that I was just dealing with last week, you're not even going to find a rent for that today.
No.
So it's acceptable, right? But if you have credit cards and you're spending money beyond your means, that's a problem.
That is a problem.
Yeah. And so I'm gonna encourage people not to use the government as an example of what
right.
to do with your finances.
I think that's wise.
Into a bundle of debt that you can't afford, because unlike the government, you can get in a lot of trouble if you don't pay those debts.
Yes, absolutely. Well, here's a U.S. News and World Report 360, the 360 report, talking about what we fear and what are the biggest hurdles. And there's three of them: higher costs from inflation. Yep, we hit that one. You were just talking about debt and how do we have to get rid of that. But also, which near the top of the list, emergency savings, or that emergency fund. We got to have that too.
Let's just think about this. We always typically look at 3 to 6 months of an emergency savings fund. Standard,
sure.
We've been preaching it for decades, right? It's just something that we do. It's built into the fabric of what we do. A lot of people say, well, I have got $10,000, $20,000 kind of sitting in my emergency savings funds. It's not doing a whole lot for me. Let's invest that. No, we don't invest that, Steve.
No.
That's emergency savings. We want to get a decent yield on that money. And so we'll work with the local bank to try to say, hey, how do we get a better rate than 0.3 or whatever, but you know, maybe we can get a 3.5 or a 4% rate on a money market fund. And if the bank that we're dealing with won't give us that, we're going to shop around, because there probably are banks locally that will give us that rate. But the bottom line, we want to keep those funds liquid. We don't want to invest them, because guess what? An investment, right? You can gain and you can lose. with our emergency savings. We want it there in case we have a need for it. And there are gonna be life events that we can't predict. Something's gonna happen with a car. Something, we might need to have a section of our roof replaced, or who knows, a furnace. Life events happen. That's what that emergency fund is there for. Steve, if you don't have an emergency fund and you have to go buy a furnace, what do you have to do to pay for that? Borrow.
Yeah.
Put it on a credit card. Go back into debt at those crazy interest rates.
Yeah, over 20% generally.
Right now, for sure.
Yeah,
right. Almost 30.
Yep, yeah, can push 30 in some respects, which is insane, but I've heard it.
Yep,
I've seen it.
So I guess the takeaway is what? To just reach out and connect with an independent fiduciary advisor like Cameron, like you, Lance. I mean, that's really what it takes. That can be the first step. That consult, you know, begin to calm those fears.
Well, it's true, because if you think about it, it's like navigating a jungle, right? And you could do that. You could kind of get the maps or whatever, and you're going to go navigate this jungle on your own, or you're going to have a professional that's been through the jungle and help people through the jungle help you get there. And that's
why we call it
financial safari.
It's a jungle out there.
You got that right, my man.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, let's take a quick break. Come on back. We'll pick up the conversation right here.
That sounds great, Steve.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, simply pick up the phone, call us 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384. A quick break for us. We're coming right back to continue our conversation here on Financial Safari with Lance Gilman and Cameron Graham.
The retirement planning rulebook has changed. Well, a famous retirement rule of thumb might pose a threat to your bottom line in retirement, completely unbeknownst to you. How to neutralize that threat, coming up next.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
Back on Financial Safari, I'm Steve Siddall, and joining me today is Lance Gilman. Lance is an author. His book is called Conquering Retirement, Strategies for a Worry-Free Retirement. I want to talk about that book, Lance, but also joining us today, Cameron Graham. Cameron is one of the independent advisors, fiduciaries that work at Northern Alliance, and between the team there, that I talked to on the radio, Lance, you, Peter, Jeremy, Derek, and now Cameron, I mean, you've got the state covered.
Yeah, well, that was the whole idea, Steve. We wanted to actually have advisors in every region and geographic satellite offices to be able to cover 98% of the population in Maine, and we do.
Oh, wow. Well, that's quite an accomplishment. What a great way to really sort of reach out and you know, become an integral part of the community, really the whole state.
It's pretty amazing, actually. You would think Maine, being a New England state, is kind of like a smaller state, but if you start at the very border of Maine, at the southern border, and try to drive all the way up to the northern border, you're talking about a 7-hour drive, Steve.
Oh my gosh, 7 hours? That's a big state,
yeah,
Lance. That's
exactly. A big state. Yeah, we got a lot of territory to to cover. But we've got satellite offices pretty much near a theater by you, for sure.
All right, I like it. So let's talk about that 4% rule. I mean, we've talked about it many times, and it's been around since the 90s, the early 90s. And so, Cameron, what do you think? What's your take on the 4% rule? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it just a rule of thumb? What do you think?
I think it's a solid rule of thumb, but again, it comes down to varies person to person too, as far as, you know, what you're going to be able to take out of your retirement accounts, how much do you need, what are your expenses. You know, it really comes down to what's coming in versus what's going out.
True.
And if 4% works, that's great, but others might need less, others might need more. So it really varies quite a bit.
So, I mean, again, is there a different way to look at it than a percentage?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can kind of look at it again by just your expenses.
Okay,
I think that's
sure.
that's a big thing when it comes to a lot of people with when they come in here for retirement and you're going over stuff and looking at their budget and just kind of figuring out, okay, factoring in Social Security and then factoring in what else do we have and how much of that do we actually need. And then factoring in the percentage that, okay, maybe we do need to take 3% of this. Maybe we were trying to get the 4% or the 5% return. Then when you take your 4 or 5% at the end of the year, whenever you take it, you're not necessarily touching the principal.
All right.
So it kind of varies, again, person to person, but I definitely think there's a place for that, for kind of a standard rule of thumb.
Lance, do you still have conversations about the 4% rule? Is that something that people bring up?
Yeah, people know that rule because it's been around essentially for a long time.
Well, 1994.
Yeah. You're talking 30 years. So it's been around for quite some time now, and people have been knocking it around. And it has some merit. Basically, the way you look at it is this. Cameron mentioned cash flow, and that's really what it does boil down to in retirement, is that your inflows just have to be greater than your outflows. And when you start talking about risk and reward, we have tactically managed portfolios. We have a team of portfolio managers. That's all they do all day long is look at the money. And they will make adjustments on threats to get a competitive upside, but also protect the downside. If you're talking about a 4% rule, that would be something that we would pretty much say that at our lowest level of performance, we can pretty much guarantee that we're gonna hit that 4% benchmark. And obviously, when you're talking about the markets, there's no guarantees with the markets, but if you look at all the ups and all the downs, the markets have averaged about 10% per year. So if you're scaling that back and you're saying your risk level is a 1 out of 5, for instance, then we would pretty much say at a conservative level of performance, we could pretty much say, hey, listen, we're going to hit that 4% benchmark. And so then if you had $1 million, for instance, I'm just throwing that out there because it's an easy number. You take 4% of $1 million, that's $40,000. So $40,000 is $3,500 per month that you would be able to take in interest alone and maintain your principal. So you would add that $3,500, for instance, to your Social Security and any other pension amounts that you would have to augment your income. Then you look at your outflows and say, okay, well, now I have X amount of bills going out. And with today's times, there's been some variance in the past 12 to 18 months. We just talked about it. Food's gone up almost 3-4 times. So now we have to make some adjustments. So before, we might have been able to make do on, let's say, $3,000 extra a month or $2,500 extra a month. Well, now we might need that full $3,500. Or maybe we need even more than that. And so in which case we might need to say, okay, well, maybe we need to bump up the risk level slightly on our investments. And that's how we manage all this stuff, Steve.
Okay, so when you bump up the risk level, you mean that that's money I don't need right now. I need that later, and we're gonna put that out there.
Right. Exactly. And so we need, if we know we're going to need more than that 4% return, then maybe instead of a conservative model of investment, maybe we look to a moderate level or even a balanced level for a certain piece of our portfolio. And so that's going to increase the risk, but it's also going to increase our potential return. The other thing is, like, on the fixed side of the equation, the annuity side of the equation, some of the annuity positions right now are pushing 4, 5, even 6%. I've seen. So nice. Yeah, for instance, I had a client prospect down in the coastal region that said, if those rates hit close to 6%, give me a call. And because he knew in his mind all he needed was that 6%, that would cover all of his needs. And we were able to find him a 6% product that was guaranteed for X number of years with no risk and no fees.
Nice.
Huge.
Wow. So they're out there. So, I mean, again, the 4% rule is only a part of the equation.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it goes back to looking at your inflows and your outflows. How do we manage all that? What are our sources? What are our costs, which obviously in the past year and a half have been variable and increasing rapidly, drastically. So then we have to make adjustments and course corrections. But the point is, you've got an advisor, right? You've got a fiduciary advisor that's out there that you're working with. You're sitting down with your, a lot of times, Steve, you got people that are coming in from all over the place, right? And they've got an employer sponsored plan they might have had for 10, 15, 20 years. They've basically been managing it themselves and with virtually no help. And then they're coming in and they're saying, I need some help. I've got this money that I've saved. I don't even know how it's allocated for risk right now. What do I do with this?
Right. And so again, those are the kinds of questions that you end up answering.
Exactly. We got to look at all this stuff, and then we figure out where their timeline is for retirement, how many years, in other words, how many years out are they from retirement, and then what their options are with their funds, and looking at their Social Security projections, tax implications, long-term care, risk management, Medicare, legal, all of that stuff. That is what goes into a comprehensive financial plan.
Sure. And again, so with the 4% rule, as we talk about that, it's certainly not the be-all, end-all, but it, you know, as Cameron, you pointed out at the beginning, it's certainly a good rule of thumb, a benchmark to sort of, at least for part of our plan, or, you know, to sort of look at that and see what can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure we would all just like to say, you know, we only got to get 4% and we're good.
Yeah, but, right. Well, but, I know, again, but I think if you sit at home, I think the average person sit at home goes, well, I can figure out 4%. That's easy. But it's really a lot more complicated than that.
Correct. And then especially, you know, if you do have a lot of debt, like we talked in the previous segment, then, you know, then it gets a little bit more tricky.
Right.
As far as what do we need? And like Lance has said, that's all stuff that we look at. And then factoring in too, just, you know, do we have to get that 6-7%? Do we have to go up in risk? Do, you know, really, what do we have to do and kind of formulate a plan around that?
Sure. All right. Well, again, on that note, we are up against the clock again. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. Come on back and we'll pick it up right here.
Sounds good, Steve.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Folks, here it is. It's a chance to sit down, get that financial financial roadmap put together once and for all. Let Lance and the team at Northern Alliance Financial translate that complex financial world into something that really just makes sense. Here's your chance to get a true, practical financial review. So if you're listening, call us, 833-856-1384. You're going to get the comprehensive financial review just described, and you're going to see where you are today. But more importantly, you're going to find you now have a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be. So in short, you've got nothing to lose. Call right now, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384. Quick break for us. We're coming back. We've got a lot more to talk about here on Financial Safari with Lance Gilman and Cameron Graham.
Questions are important to keep in mind throughout the retirement planning journey. Coming up next, we'll have 8 questions for you to ask and have answered so you can have a secure retirement that you deserve.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news to your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
We're back on Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall. Lance Gilman is here. Lance is CEO of Northern Alliance Financial. He's an author. He's written the book called Conquering Retirement Strategies for a Worry-Free Retirement. Cameron Graham is also joining us. He is an independent fiduciary advisor with Northern Alliance Financial. And Lance, I got to tell you, talk to me about the book.
Yeah, so it was published late last year and took me about 6 months to write it. I wrote it early hours of the morning. And it just encompasses all of the things that we have talked about and talk about continually, which is those obstacles for planning that a lot of people don't realize are out there and that we have to address so that we can have a smooth transition into retirement. And when you look at all of those different threats that are out there with budget planning and taxes and Social Security, long-term care, risk management, Medicare, your portfolio management, legal, estate planning, all of that stuff, and you're trying to do all that stuff on your own. Well, we've helped a lot of people do that, and it's all articulated in the book how to do it, and we help people do it every single day.
And it's a great story, folks, too. I mean, Lance has got a story to tell, and it all ties into what we're talking about here. You did a great job.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Steve. Yeah, I did. I tied in basically the book starts on the front lines of Operation Desert Storm. I was an engineer officer, and basically my first assignment was Iraq and Operation Desert Storm. And so you're on the front lines, but everything was waiting. The battle was basically in a pause type of scenario. For what? Waiting for what? Waiting for the engineers, the combat engineers, to move forward to breach the lines and the obstacles that were in the way so that the combat units could then go through the breached lanes and then conquer the enemy. In the same way, it transitions and says, what are our obstacles now that we face in retirement? How do we mitigate those threats so that we can go on and conquer our retirement?
All right. That sounds great, folks. And if you come on in and sit down with Lance and the team at Northern Alliance, Lance will give you a copy of that book, right?
Absolutely. Signed.
All right. Signed. Yeah, come on in, folks. It's a phone call away. Get yourself a great little book, 833-856-1384, and a chance to meet the team.
Absolutely.
So let's dig into this. We're talking questions. You talked about the number of questions. So this is the first one. What is my average annual return for the past 1, 3, and 5 years? First, what does that mean, and why is it good to know?
Well, it just gives you an idea of how your portfolio has done. And then basically, if you just have just that information, it's really kind of useless information.
But okay. Yeah,
right. if you then take that information and say, okay, all right, how has my portfolio done in the past 1, 3, 5 years? Okay, well, how has the market done in that same time frame, for instance?
Oh, that's like a question you have to ask, right?
The S&P, like, yeah. And so basically then you say, okay, this is what my portfolio has done in the past 1, 3, 5 years. Now, what's the market done in the past 1, 3, 5 years? And so how has my portfolio done relative to some benchmark? And usually that benchmark would be, let's say, the S&P 500. And so let's just qualify that, because a lot of people don't really even know what some of these benchmarks actually are. And so people say the Dow, like, all the time, and they consider that to be the market, the Dow right. Industrial Average. And so Dow Jones Industrial Average basically is not the market. It's not even close to the market. What it amounts to is the top 30, just 30, 30, Steve.
Wow.
Top 30 companies in the United States, traded in the United States. Then the next benchmark that a lot of people say is the S&P 500. So what do you suppose the S&P 500 means? It's the Standard Poor's 500, the top 500 companies in the United States. So still a small portion, but a lot bigger than just 30, for instance. So when a lot of people are making these comparisons, the standard benchmark is the S&P 500, because that's at least, you know, multiple, almost 20 times larger than mm-hmm. the Dow Jones.
Right. So, okay. And again, once we get there, is there a number that we should strive for? Is there a number that we should look at?
Well, it depends on where you are, right? And
all
how
right.
and
good,
how
good
you're allocated for your risk. I mean, this is another major thing that people just have no idea. Let's go back to what we were talking about in segment one. Many times people get into their employer sponsored plan and they start out, let's say, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And at that particular point, they were just like, well, I don't know. I don't know what I should be in. Let's just go for whatever maximum growth I can get. And so they're in a very high risk level, Steve, 20, 25 years ago. Well, guess what? They're working. And they're contributing, and the fund's going up and it's going down, and it seems pretty volatile, but over time it's grown over the past 25, 30 years.
Right.
But nobody's looked at that and said, well, wait a second. When I first came in here, I was 30 years old. Now I'm 58. And
right.
maybe I shouldn't be in aggressive growth position anymore.
Maybe not.
Right.
But that's where you come in. You know,
right.
I mean, Cameron, that's where when someone comes in and maybe they've already had a plan, and you can take a look and sort of sort it all out for us.
Yeah, and that's a big thing that we do as far as the risk management portion of it goes, is we always go through a series of questions, you know, no wrong answers. Kind of go through those questions and get a gauge based on their answers of their level of risk. And we usually do that on a scale of about 1 to 5, 1 being the lowest, 5 being the highest. And then throughout the series of questions that we're asking and how, you know, the responses that we're getting back, that gives us a good gauge of kind of where we need to be.
Sure. And obviously that changes as we get a little bit older. And
yep.
So is there a specific formula for that?
Well, I think the biggest one of the rule, it's another one of these financial tools that we typically use, is the rule of 100.
Right.
And that essentially says, okay, the way that the rule works is you take somebody's age and you subtract it from 100, and then that gives you some value. So, for instance, if you're 20 years old, you subtract 20 from 100 and the value is 80. And so what does it mean? What does the value mean? That's the recommended risk factor. So what that says is 80% of your portfolio at 20 or more should be in equities. In 20% of the positions should be safer in something in fixed type scenarios, bonds or other fixed assets.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And so then what happens as you get older, right? So you age of 40 or 60, for instance, now you're 60, let's say. So now you take 60, you subtract that from 100, and you see what happens. Now your recommended risk factor is 40. So it's mm-hmm. cut in half. So 40% of the portfolio should be at risk in equities, and then 60% should be safer. Why? Because we don't have as much rebound time, Steve. We don't have as much timeline to rebound from a major market drawdown.
Sure. And again, that's really what we want to avoid.
Right.
And as we look at this, when we how do I say it? So are we being rewarded for the risk we're taking? Is that something that we can measure?
I mean, there. If you think about it, all right. So just relatively, when you're talking about risk and reward, the greater the risk that you take, normally the greater reward, right? So
yes,
basically,
you would think so.
If you're 100% equities, for instance, and let's say you were 100% equities in positions which mirrored the S&P 500, that means on average, you're going to average over the course of time, you're going to average about 10%. That's a pretty darn good return.
Yeah,
10%,
really good.
Right?
Yeah.
But there's no guarantees about that, right? If you're fully in, which means you're going to get the full volatility of the market, all the ups and all the downs. So what we want to do is kind of buffer that risk and say, okay, well, now, for instance, we don't need necessarily to hit it out of the park and get a 10% return. That goes back to kind of what we were talking about before. How much do we actually need, right? How much money do we actually need? And then once we quantify that amount, then we can figure out what kind of percentage return we need. And then therefore, it helps us to determine the allocation.
All right. I like that. And that has got to be a pretty rewarding process to take people through. And it's like it must be a moment in time where they go, aha, makes sense.
Right. Exactly. They say, and they know, many of them know, they come in the office and they say, well, I know I haven't looked at that particular strategy that I have currently invested in. I haven't looked at that for 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
I know it's, they told me it was high risk back then. I'm sure it hasn't changed. And I said, nope, it hasn't changed.
Nope, hasn't changed.
But you have. You've gotten 10 or 15 years older. So we do need to look at that.
Yeah. And again, boy, just look at the clock. Holy cow. This went really, really fast. And we do need to take another quick break. And let's do that. Come on back. And we've got another segment to go.
Sounds great, Steve.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Folks, here it is, a great way for you to, come on in, see where you are financially, and get that financial roadmap put together. It's a chance to review your individual circumstances, no cost, no obligation. That's the beauty of this. You'll find out how much risk you are taking, just what we've been talking about. You talk about risks, and what about red flags that could pop up down the line? Fees, commissions, do you know how much you're paying? Tax liabilities, always a part of the conversation. And, of course, maximizing your Social Security benefit to include your retirement income. So if you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, it's a phone call away, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. One more quick break, and we're back with another segment to go here on Financial Safari with Lance Gilman and Cameron Grant.
When we come back, we have listeners' questions and answer as many of them as we can. Stick around.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
We are back on Financial Safari, segment 4. That, of course, means we have got questions from listeners, plenty of those always, and we appreciate you folks writing in. And one of the things, too, that, as we look at this, people You've said all along, Lance, that it's a lot of this is about education, and that's really one of the major motivators for you, really, and everybody on the team. Cameron, I can put you in that category, too. You like to teach. You want to share the knowledge.
Absolutely.
And again, as we do that, Lance, one of the ways that you do that is with the seminars, and mm-hmm. I talked about before going one end of state to the other. Well, that's where the seminars are, one end of the state to the other.
Yeah, pretty much. And a lot of times through the winter months, we don't do a lot of seminars between Christmas, New Year's, and then into the first part of March, just because of the weather. People are just dealing with inclement weather, and then you got to cancel events, but you still got to pay for them, and it's just a mess.
Right.
So we are starting to see some seminars come back on, and if you're interested in learning and actually spending an hour or so learning about some of these things, our seminars are top-notch, and there's no pressure. There's nothing sold ever. It's all about education. And our whole mantra, Steve, has been from the beginning and continues to be, as we can educate more people and help them to understand the fabric of what they're getting into, they can make better informed decisions for their retirement.
Sure.
Bottom line.
Cool. I like that. 833-856-1384. There's your opportunity, folks, to come on in. Let's jump into a couple of questions here while we've still got some time.
Glad to.
Frank is up first. He's in Orono and is wondering, what's your opinion of all the robo-advisor stuff I've been hearing about? Is AI taking over retirement? Should I look into it? Boy, that is a big topic, isn't it?
Yeah, I do get this every once in a while. I can tell you right now, it's too young in the process, for sure. It's too new in the process that I certainly don't feel comfortable with it. And many of our clients in Maine do not want to be dealing with a robot when it comes to their retirement savings in something that's unproven, untested, and unregulated. Like the biggest problem with the AI industry right now is there's no regulation involved in it. And so it's off the charts in terms of risk. So I say no, absolutely not. I appreciate the question, Frank, because it is in a lot of people's minds and it's coming up more and more. But I think for me and for most of my clients, they prefer coming in and having a face-to-face consultation with an actual advisor, sitting down, having a cup of coffee, going over their retirement plans, making course corrections as needed, and having that interaction is just super, super important.
And so as they come in and you have those conversations, do you see AI becoming a tool down the line?
Possibly. It might be an investment tool that we look at maybe for a certain very small slice of the portfolio just to see how it performs relatively to the other tactically managed funds, but we're still not there yet. Not even close, Steve.
All right, good to know. All right, let's see. Bart is in Hamden, says, how can I locate an investment account that I lost track of many years ago? The firm I invested with sold to other firms. Boy, I've heard that before.
Yeah, I mean, if you know the firm that bought them out, would be to simply just give them a call and see if you can get through to somebody. But you can also, there's actually a website you can go on to find your unclaimed money, and that usually it's part of the state controller. You use the following website to your individual estates. You go right to www.usa.gov/unclaimed money, and you should be able to log in right there and see whatever accounts are out there for yourself.
So, Cameron, if someone comes in and they're saying, hey, I've got at least three different 401ks out there, can you help me get them together? Is that something that you can do?
Yeah, absolutely. We'd sit down and, one, try that website, and then, two, just see do some research on where they thought they had it, who may have bought it out, and kind of dive deep to help them find that money. Because that is a problem. People forget about them sometimes. And then the company gets bought out, and then you're jumping through hoops. So you just got to dig deep into it to try to find what's out there sometimes.
So it can be a challenge just to find it.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the problem, too, is that most of this stuff, if if the person doesn't have that log somewhere and is not working with an advisor, all of a sudden that goes off radar screen and it basically then gets lost. And so there's money floating around and it doesn't even really matter how much it is, whether it's $15,000 or $50,000 or whatever it is. That's your money. And now it's lost and we've lost track of it. And so what happens, those kind of funds go into the unclaimed funds of the state, where I don't know if you've ever been to a state house and you see $275 million of unclaimed property. Well, that's where that goes, Steve.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It is crazy. And again, you could be surprised. Maybe you've got something out there.
Exactly.
You never know.
You don't know.
Yeah. Never know.
833-856-1384 is the number that can get you started. Let's go to Jolene in Lewiston. She says, what are some good, safe options, like ETFs, to place investment funds between investments? I want to earn more than the bank interest rate when I am holding funds in cash.
Yeah, that's a really good question, Jolene. We actually have a low-duration cash alternative fund that we utilize exactly for that purpose. And that fund has averaged in the past year or so like 3.5% to almost 4.5%, but totally liquid. So that would be what I would recommend, or a money market fund comparable to that position, so that you could earn a decent amount while you're in transition looking for other options for your funds. You want to basically to keep pace with inflation. The average inflation of the past 20 years or so has been about 2.5-3%. So you definitely want to make sure that your money's not just sitting in some cash account earning 0.1, 0.3, because you're going to actually be losing purchasing power on those dollars if you're not getting over those inflationary benchmarks.
Sure. All right, Jolene, there you go. It's 833-856-1384. We've got one more question here. Anthony is in Bath, and he says, I was automatically enrolled in my company 401k years ago. I'm 55 now. I want to retire at 65. What should I be doing now to help me get ready?
Yeah, the first thing would be to see what your company, if they offer a match. You can dump quite a bit of money into a 401k through your employer, and if you're getting a match from them, say, you know, 4%, 5%, 6%, that's essentially free money that they're putting into the account along with your contributions. So that would be kind of the first thing I would do, and then just figuring out, especially where you're 55 and kind of getting close to that retirement age, is starting to factor in. You know, what we've talked about throughout the whole segment of the show is just your budget. What are your expenses? What are you going to need in 10 years when that time comes, and then kind of go from there with it.
All right. Fair enough. 833-856-1384. So, but again, at 55 now, that is the perfect time for him to really, like you said, kick it into high gear and dump a lot of money in that 401k.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got another 10 years, you know, you're kind of, that's when a lot of people start thinking about this thing kind of stuff.
Yes.
It's coming right around the corner. So you definitely want to get with an advisor and, you know, kind of work out and formulate that plan so that when you get to that point, you're not stressed of what am I going to do? What's going on? Am I ready? We'll help you answer all those questions.
Sure. But, and again, just to have that conversation, to come on in, Lance, I mean, it's really an easy process, and you're certainly not judging us. You're just there to help us.
No, in fact, the crazy thing about it is in that first meeting, all we're doing is asking questions about the person that's coming in. Just all it is asking questions, trying to figure out where they are. Because in order to be able to map a course, we have to know where we're going, where do we want to get, what are our goals, but then we also have to know where are we now. Then when you know those two points, then you can start mapping that course out and formulating a plan. The plan is what allows the person to have a sense of peace, Steve. Because before, everything's haphazard. Many people don't even know where to start. Where do we even begin? We start with determining where is our target, where is our goal, and then we have to ascertain where we are. Then we develop the map, the roadmap, to get us there.
All right, that sounds great. And again, we are up against the clock. We have put a bow on this show, and let's go ahead and invite folks to call one more time.
That sounds great, Steve.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
All right, here we go. It's a great way for you to be able to get a financial roadmap put together. Our goal at the show, helping you to make the best decisions for you. So if you do have questions about what we're talking about here today, or how it might apply in your own situation, then call us, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. Well, Cameron, Lance, always a pleasure to have you here, and a fun show. Goes by really quick.
Always way too fast. Because we're having a lot of fun.
Well, we want to thank everybody for listening, too. We appreciate that. And we're going to come back next week with new topics and questions and a whole lot more here on Financial Safari.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, hereafter known as Foundations, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment, opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Any discussions of specific strategies are for informational purposes only and have been provided to help determine whether they may be appropriate for your specific situation. If applicable, the primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. Each individual investor situation is different, and ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Nothing herein constitutes a recommendation that any security, portfolio of securities, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. No legal or tax advice is provided. Please review your retirement, tax, and legacy planning strategies with a legal or tax professional before transacting or implementing any strategy discussed herein. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. This is not endorsed or affiliated with the Social Security Administration, any federal Medicare program, or any U.S. government agency. If applicable, we do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. All rights reserved.